Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Program. I'm Lori Rubinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. Mike Fliegelman is behind the glass. He'll keep you company and take your calls. And I will be with you until 2 a.m. when CMAC comes your way. All right. Two main topics to start the show. We got the Yankees, of course, Game 3 of the World Series. What kind of reception do Yankee fans have planned for Aaron Judge? Are they going to pull a Trey Turner and give him that kind of encouragement? If he strikes out once, are they going to boo? Anyway, we'll talk about that. You want to call in, you want to rip Aaron Boone, you want to look ahead to Game 3. We'll break all that down. That's coming up. But other topic we start with, the New York Jets. And if the Jets had simply beaten the Patriots, I don't even know if I would have led the show with the Jets. Because the Yankees are going to the World Series. I mean, Yankees are in the World Series, and the Yankees are going to Game 3 of the World Series, and that's a big deal. But the Jets' season ended today, on Sunday. That's it, this week. It's over. Yet again, team with the longest drought, playoff drought, in the NFL, the New York Jets. 13 seasons and counting. And the Patriots are a rebuilding franchise. Came in as a one-win team. Rebuilding franchise whose own head coach had called them soft. And the Patriots are supposed to be a get-right game for the New York Jets. I even posted that on social, on Twitter. I just assumed a win. Well, you know what? So did the entire Jets football team. They apparently assumed a win, too. So they decided not to show up. And here's the sad part. But I promise you, Jets fans, a little sports therapy is coming. It's coming. But let's start with what the problem is with the New York Jets. And let's just acknowledge it. We used to say about the Jets, when we looked at last year's team, the year before, was it the Jets, and we would say, well, they're just a quarterback away. Isn't it a shame? They have that great defense, a top five defense. Then they got Garrett Wilson. They have Breece Hall. There's some good skill players here. They're just a quarterback away. It's Zach Wilson's fault. They're just a quarterback away. Well, you know what? They got Aaron Rodgers. And he's 40 years old. I get it. But I think it's time. We can't blame the head coach. They already fired him. Can't blame the offensive coordinator. They've already demoted him. It's not Zach Wilson. He's gone. Is it Aaron Rodgers? I don't think the Jets are just a quarterback away. And the one bit of constancy, continuity in all of this is the owner, Woody Johnson. That's it. That's continuity, the owner. And here's the sports therapy part. This came, I was talking to Rami. He was in the studio earlier. And he said to me, well, if it's the owner, then what am I supposed to, as a Jets fan, what am I supposed to hope for? Then that means it's bleak. There's nothing to hope for. And I said, well, think of it this way. Knicks fans could not stand their owner, James Dolan. Knicks fans, the guy who tossed Charles Oakley out of the Garden, the guy who, you know, one after another, whether it was Isaiah Thomas and Larry Brown and Phil Jackson, and nothing worked. And they were a laughingstock, the Knicks, and a joke. And he meddled. Had a good GM for 5 seconds in president of baseball operations in Donnie Walsh. And Dolan couldn't resist meddling, got involved personally with the Carmelo Anthony trade, all that sort of stuff. Well, you know how Knicks fans felt about their owner. And then, whether we want to call it the blind squirrel theory, a blind squirrel finds a nut sometimes. Somehow, in the wilderness of suckage and losing year after year and being a joke, somehow James Dolan found Leon Rose. And Leon Rose had a William Wesley. And Leon Rose went and hired Brock Aller. And Leon Rose had a former client as an agent and a buddy in Tom Thibodeau, who he hired, you know, Tibbs became the head coach. A competent head coach with experience. And then through luck, happenstance, relationships, also former clients, all of it, they uncovered their quote-unquote quarterback in Jalen Brunson, that the point guard, the superstar, the player to build around. So I say, Jets fans, that's what you got to hope for, that one of these years, somehow, Woody Johnson stumbles on someone who he decides things are can't get worse. I'm going to take a step back, stop meddling, and let this guy do his job. And that somehow it's the right person. That's what you have to hope for. It's possible. Is it unlikely? Not happening right now? Yeah. And that's what's so sad for Jets fans about now this season, that died, we can play taps for it, died today in October, is that there have been bad Jets seasons before, but this is the worst kind of season because Jets fans had expectations. They had hope. With that defense, and yes, there was last year, there was Aaron Rodgers getting hurt 4 plays in. It was a cruel joke last year. But this year was different, and with a healthy-seeming Aaron Rodgers coming into the season.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And that defense put it all together. This year was going to be different. Definitely ending the playoff drought. But Jets fans were thinking beyond that. They were hoping that not just making the playoffs, that this could be the year, Jets fans, that your team could be a contender. Maybe it'd be a long shot to surpass Patrick Mahomes and that defense in Kansas City and win the Super Bowl. But this was a year to think. It was reasonable coming into the season to hope that the Jets would make the playoffs, that the Jets might take over and win the division. And then you take your chances, see what happens. And maybe, just maybe, for the first time since the 1969 season, the Jets could win the Super Bowl. Expectations and hope. Unlike some seasons where you say, I'm not sure about this team, or I don't really believe in this team, or I don't think we have a quarterback, or from the first press conference, I'm not buying Adam Gase, or all that other stuff in seasons past. But this one, for Jets fans, felt different. Expectations. It's the opposite of what we just had with the New York Mets. A team where there was very low expectations, and then they have this joyful, unexpected ride to Game 6 in the NLCS. The Yankees went all in, trade for Juan Soto, and the expectations are sky high to win a World Series, and yet here they are. They're 0-2, Game 3, but you know what? Win Game 3. 2-1, take your chances and go from there. But they're in the World Series. That's, kind of getting pretty close to very incredibly high expectations, but here they are in the World Series. Jets fans finally had that team they could hope on. And yet, here we are, and the calendar's turned to Monday, but Sunday, October 27th, and the season is dead. And there the Jets, 2-6. If the draft were held today, the Jets are tied with record with the Patriots and a few other teams. But the Jets, according to Tankathon, would be drafting 4th overall. They'd have the 4th overall draft pick in a year that Jets fans thought, hoped, would end in a Super Bowl. Not supposed to be that way. And as for the game itself, the mistakes are just, inexcusable and pathetic. And whether you want to rip a field goal kicker, Greg Zuerlein can't make an extra point or a 44-yard field goal. There's 4 points on a day when the Jets lost by 3. You want to rip the offensive coordinator or the quarterback, the veteran quarterback, for all of the penalties, pre-snap penalties, can't get a playoff before the play, just time after time, penalty after penalty. And Aaron Rodgers in the post game with excuses on why that happened, but ultimately it's all the same ineptitude. 13 years, no playoffs and counting. And this was going to be the year that was going to make it different. And as their head coach, Jeff Ulbrich, said, he called it a moment of darkness, At least he didn't sugarcoat it. I'll give him credit for that. There was none of the typical coach speak of, hey, I have to watch the tape, and then I'll watch it, and then I'll let you know what I thought about the game. He definitely said, it's a moment of darkness. But the only thing I know, he said, in life is that when it gets dark and it gets hard, that you work and you point the finger at yourself and you can look inward and you figure it out. What can I do better? But he didn't try and sugarcoat that. And then he did say also, we say that's not who we are, but it's who we are until we demonstrate otherwise. This is who they are. The Jets are 2-6. That's who they are. I've never seen a team, the delay of game penalties, to have three of them in the first quarter. I've never seen one, a game ever like that. Unbelievable. And Rodgers' explanations for all of them, that we were slow at times, this time we were lagging, then there was a substitution, blah, 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 shifts and motions. And to me, it's a quarterback, a 40-year-old quarterback, who looks like he's lost some of his confidence. And if it's not the perfect play, he needs more time to read and react to things. And how sad is this? One of the Patriots players, defensive players, their defensive tackle, Devin Gaucho, after the game said about Aaron Rodgers, I hate to see him go out that way. He definitely don't look the same. He kept moving back there. I could run him down and catch him. He don't look mobile at all. Like, the Patriots defender feeling sorry for the Jets and their future Hall of Fame quarterback. Sorry to see him go out, quote unquote, go out this way. Just a pitiful day for the Jets. And there's no silver lining. It's humiliating to lose to a rebuilding Patriots team. One that, and the difference when you look on the other side of the field, they're the Patriots not only beating the Jets, but the Patriots, Drake May got hurt in the first half of this game and went out. But it was clear that he is a guy you can hope on. That's the next great hope for the New England Patriots. They have their quarterback. They're bad right now, definitely. They are a rebuilding team. Catch them now, but they will be on their way up because they have a quarterback. A young quarterback now, a rookie to build around. And what do the Jets have? Where are they? Where do you go from here? Would you trade somebody by the trade deadline if you're the Jets? How do you rebuild this thing? And where does this loss rank? And where does this season rank in terms of disappointing Jets losses and seasons? 888-808-1019. Let's go to Dave in Pomona. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Oh, my goodness. What do you think? In the past 48 hours, it's tough to be both a Yankee fan and a Jet fan. Well, I don't know what's worse, Jets striking out six times or our place kicker can't even get anything right tonight. I mean, do you know that tonight's Washington game, the place kicker there who had a good night, he was on the Jets roster during the preseason. Did you know that?
I 100% know that. I posted about it earlier. Austin Siebert, he's only missed one field goal all season.
Oh, my God.
He is a perfect 17 for 17 at home so far this season. And he's missed one kick all season. And he was in training camp with the Jets, but they cut. They didn't want him. They wanted Greg the Leg, Greg Zuerlein, who obviously has, it's like the yips in golf or whatever. Sometimes it's mental and you just lose it. And because some of these kicks were not even close, just absolutely shanked so far left, that it's obviously in his head, but until he figures that out, he can't be on the Jets figuring that out because he's costing them football games. And But it's not just him. I mean, you go up and down the lineup. Like, what's going on with Sauce Gardner? He's supposed to be a potential defensive of the player of the year candidate coming into the season. He, you know, fancies himself the best cornerback in the league. Well, you can't miss tackles all over the field and get spun around on routes against a subpar Patriots team that really has nobody at wide receiver.
And Mr. Douglas, last year, he didn't bother to look for a backup quarterback for Will. He did have a backup one time. His name was Joe Flacco. Remember him? And he let him go.
Yeah, I think, you know what? I think last year, and thanks for the call. Look, you're right. Last year, I think they were worried about, when it was Zach Wilson, I think they were worried about having a good backup and hurting his feelings. But yeah, this year they have a backup quarterback, and at some point, honestly, I think the Jets would be better off with Tyrod Taylor in there. Mike, wouldn't you? I mean, they won't do it, but you saw what Tyrod Taylor looked like with the Giants last year. He looked pretty good. I think you give Tyrod Taylor, if the rest of the Jets weren't like a hot mess falling apart right now, but you put in the same way, look at what putting Jameis Winston into the ballgame today with the Cleveland, the Browns beat the Ravens today. The Cleveland Browns, who have been such a sad sack, pathetic team in the NFL, can't get out of their own way. Does it sound familiar? Great defense, high expectations, but they brought in and imported, in their case, I mean, that's really a debacle of a quarterback contract and situation with Deshaun Watson, and they stubbornly insisted, no matter what their eyes told them, that Deshaun Watson was the guy, and even as they were falling apart this season, he was the guy. And then he gets hurt last week, and they're forced now this week to go finally turn to Jameis Winston. And what happens? This lowly Cleveland Browns team that had been 1-6 turned around and won today and beat reigning MVP Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Because Jameis Winston threw for 334 yards and 3 touchdowns. And that's with a team that had traded away their top receiver in Amari Cooper. And they still won. Because, yeah, you make that change and people have belief. And suddenly a team can look better. But the Jets won't do it. But, Mike, if they really were serious about winning this season, Tyrod Taylor at this point is at his age and with his mobility as a dual-threat quarterback who can also run. I mean, Tyrod Taylor, you know, he's prone to getting hurt also. But I think the Jets would be better right now with Tyrod Taylor in there than with Aaron Rodgers.
This is going to be one of the rare times that you and I disagree. This team is not bad because of Aaron Rodgers. This team is bad because they believed the BS that came from outside noise, you know, media and fans. And it's okay for media and fans to say it, so not blaming those sources. This can come from outside the building. Just if you're a player, you can't buy into it. The problem is the owner bought into it, and he was saying it publicly. The coaching staff, including the former head coach, was saying this stuff publicly. They believed the nonsense that, hey, with the quarterback in here, everything's going to be fixed. So Tyrod Taylor is not going to, no quarterback's going to be able to fix the fact that these guys did not put in the work. And when I say these guys, I'm excluding an Aaron Rodgers and a Davante Adams who just got here, and maybe even some, you know, a Morgan Moses who came back to the team this year and has had a solid year when he's healthy at right tackle. The guys who had been here before, the Breece Halls of the world, the Garrett Wilsons who maybe didn't put in the necessary work. Now, whether that's just on themselves or that's a lack of coaching, a combination of the two, I would believe it's a combination. I personally believe it's a combination of the two. They didn't do what was required of them to meet the standard for a team that was, they told us, trying to actually win something. They walked in as, oh, Aaron's going to fix everything. So, you know, if Tyrod Taylor is the one who puts a ball perfectly into Garrett Wilson's chest, the same way Aaron Rodgers can't make him catch it, Tyrod Taylor can't make him catch it. That's got to come from Garrett Wilson. This has to come from the rest of this group of players that got a little too complacent, felt a little too entitled coming into this year. And even after being smacked in the face, punched in the mouth, whatever you want to say, the defense is just getting embarrassed week in and week out. They haven't answered the call. So
defense.
I don't know how Tyrod Taylor can help these guys care the way they're supposed to.
Defense has gotten worse, especially since Robert Saleh left also. Defense asking Jeff Ulbrich to be the defensive coordinator, call the signals, and be a first-time head coach in the middle of the season and try and figure this out. Defense is taking a step back and regressing. And we can blame that on coaching. We can blame that on the players. We can blame that on a decision to fire Saleh in season as opposed to fire him last in the offseason, all of that.
Funnily enough, the one guy we can't really blame is Ulbrich because what he's being asked to do is just impossible.
Right, and I'm not going to blame Ulbrich for this. Degree of difficulty too hard. So poor decision to have done this in season. But in terms of what you're saying about Aaron Rodgers, and here is where I disagree. If Aaron Rodgers was not doing things like, you're a friggin' three-time MVP, and this is, you're standing there allowing this team three delay of game penalties in the first quarter. It's unheard of. Rookie quarterbacks don't do that. So, yeah, we can say some of that, a play came in late or this or that. You know what? A lot of that is on Aaron Rodgers. He is tentative as hell right now. Now, is he partially injured and kind of limping around and doing it a little bit, hobbling, and therefore also tentative? Yes, he is. Does he also, look, no one will ever have the arm talent this guy has. On his healthiest, best days and best throws, he can make throws that are gorgeous. I will appreciate that. But having somebody, I think Tyrod Taylor would not take three delay of game penalties in the first quarter. I think he's better than that, more competent, more confident in that right now, number one. Number two, having somebody who does have a dual threat option of I might keep the ball, I might run with it, and open up the offense that way. Look, they have 99 problems, and the quarterback position, I would say, is one of them. I look at offensively, I do find it to be a miracle when I look at a team as like the Browns, who had quit on their, they looked awful, and yet you install somebody like Jameis Winston, who has a personality that instills belief in his teammates and a certain kind of ability, and lo and behold, the Cleveland Browns scored 29 points when they couldn't buy 20 points in a couple of seasons. They scored 29 points today and upset the Ravens.
Also, you're right about the Browns. The tough thing there is, one, I think Jameis, I've always been a Jameis guy, so I don't think he's a star or anything.
I think he's good.
He's one of the top 32 quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, Kevin Stefanski looked like, you know, the Haslam, the owner, was standing there staring him down almost every time he answered a question about Deshaun Watson. Everybody in that Browns building knew, probably since last year, that starting or playing Deshaun Watson was the wrong thing. Aaron Rodgers has not been that. Nobody on earth ever has been the level of bad that Deshaun Watson was for the Browns. Zach Wilson has, no bad quarterback we've ever seen for the local teams has ever been as bad as what Deshaun Watson was doing this year. You're right, there are areas where, you know, Tyrod Taylor could help the Jets, could help any team. There are a lot of throws that got made for the Jets on Sunday that get made week to week. That, so while you're adding a couple plays where maybe Taylor is mobile, there's a lot of throws, really the only productive plays from this offense, that disappear if Aaron Rodgers is not under center doing. Maybe it's the minimum of what Aaron Rodgers is capable of, but it's something he's still capable of. Those throws on the sideline to Garrett Wilson, the one where, you know, it's thrown a little low, kind of throwing in the needle, gutting between the high and low coverage, some of the throws over the middle, the touchdown throw to Tyler Conklin, those throws don't happen with somebody else under center. I think if Tyrod Taylor, he might not be so much worse than Rodgers, but all of the other problems that exist independent of the quarterback would be, I don't think anybody, I don't think divine intervention, you know, someone, whoever you believe in a higher power quarterback could help the Jets there. That's on the other players just simply not doing their jobs.
Well, that's some of that's them, some of that's coaching, and it's culture and instilling a culture and a belief and that accountability, and that should come from inside each person. That should come from the coaching staff, but it also should come from the leaders of this team. And at this point, I think, look, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you're the only NFL starting quarterback in the history of the league who decided not to go to mandatory minicamp, then, you know, it's tough to be the voice of accountability for the team. And that Davante Adams, 1 week into being traded here, said there's something rotten in the air, in the water, in Florham Park, and the energy isn't there, and the celebrating each other's successes isn't there, that it's a bunch of sort of individual practitioners as opposed to a team. But this team, they looked better a couple of years ago. They were a better team a couple of years ago than they are now. And there were much higher expectations coming into this season than the Jets have had in years.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.